This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
Would you rather Juan Soto or Would you rather have a pet monkey or a mini pig? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe, Would You Rather Wednesday. We'll get to some Would You Rathers coming up in a moment. We'll also update the Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket. That comes your way at 11:45.
Good matchups today.
Yeah, how many do we have up there right now? Is it just
at least
the one
two
from the baseball region? Oh. Is there a second one out there?
There was another one.
We'll get you some results from
football
yesterday as well.
Football
oh,
and
no,
baseball.
You're right. I missed football earlier today.
Football's
been up all day. My mistake.
That's a tough one, too.
Orange
Holy
Crush.
Smokes.
Denver Broncos and the Bucks creamsicle uniforms. I missed that one earlier. My mistake. So there's two up now at Jones and Keefe. We'll get your results from yesterday.
That's
full
good
bracket.
Helmets. Double orange.
Full bracket.
Man.
At Jones and Keefe. On Instagram. Now, the Greg Hill Show is doing their ick bracket.
Yes.
They were very upset with our tiers yesterday, not to be confused with our quarterback groupings today.
Yeah, it's all different.
Which is also up at Jones and Keefe.
Yeah, we tiered holidays. They didn't like it, apparently. Although Wiggy was very complimentary that we had Halloween in the top tier. That's
oh,
his favorite.
Yeah, they didn't. This is really a commentary on you. They didn't like that 4th of July was so low, which I also didn't appreciate.
My dog dies every year during 4th of July. Like, I think his heart it beats so fast that it eventually stops, and then I got to, like, resuscitate him.
4th of July scared the teeth out of my dog, but I'm still on board with it.
Greg was also upset that the day before Thanksgiving wasn't on there.
The day before Thanksgiving.
Well, it's a good,
day before,
like, well, it's a good should, drinking like, day. Drinking I understand
holiday.
What he's saying. That's a drink,
but
it's not a holiday.
That's just the day of the
it's
week.
A, it's just a drinking day.
Well, they all are if you right. make them. So, wait a minute. The day before Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted that.
But that's
holidays.
Not good, like, day drinking, though, because I feel like people, not people take the day off, but before it was like you would work and then you'd go out to, like, the bar in your hometown and be like, remember that time
right.
I did that thing?
Yeah, now people take that whole week off.
Yeah, now
people, I mean,
yeah.
now it's just people just
well, it feels
that
like
whole
if
weekend.
You have 3/11 day on there, you should probably have the day before Thanksgiving on there.
And Black Friday.
Well, yeah.
Black Friday, Cyber
Ooh.
Monday.
Black Friday and Cyber
Get some
Monday.
Good buys.
Big oversight.
That's
on
true.
Our part.
Yeah,
no,
we missed a few. We couldn't tier them all.
I was bringing up the Greg Hill Show because there's a lot of free popcorn in here.
You mean popcorn?
With nobody's name on it. Maybe from the Gostown popcorn stand.
Could be from the stand. They heard all the free pub they were getting yesterday.
But I think they're testing Keith, personally.
No.
There's popcorn everywhere in here.
First thing I thought of.
And I think this is a test. They are
Admiral
setting-
Ackbar, it's a trap. That's exactly what they're doing. They're like, oh, yeah, it's food for everybody. Oh, is it? Or
are
you going to make a huge deal out of it if I take a couple
They're setting up
kernels.
Keefe for these popcorn. Here's my fear.
I'm not touching it.
Here's my fear is Afternoons is going to come in, woof this popcorn, and we're going to get blamed
and I'm
for
gonna
it.
Blame
You're
going
to get framed.
Let the record show. I haven't even walked into the kitchen in the last 2 months ever since that whole ordeal.
It's a trap.
Yeah, I stick to myself. I don't take food that's for everybody.
It's so clear what's going on in the studio
yeah.
today. This is a test. Do you have...
Not
any self-control
budge.
Around free food.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
I do.
I'm on to you guys. Keith is on to you guys. We'll get to your phone calls here. 617-779-7937. It is a Would You Rather Wednesday on Jones and Keefe. What do we have for some Would You Rathers today, Billy?
Would you rather be the Bruins or the Patriots?
Woof. Neither look great overall. The Patriots bottomed out mm-hmm. the last couple of years. So it's more... hope with the Patriots than it would be with the Bruins, because the Bruins are about to miss the playoffs, but that's going to end a streak of just, what, 8 years of being in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm. I'd rather be the Patriots.
I think so. Now, you do have Pastrnak, McAvoy, Swayman, and you're hoping for a bounce back. So you have three really good players, but I think I'd rather be the Patriots too. I think it's a little bit easier, believe it or not, in the NFL to go from like 4 wins to 8 to 12 or whatever in like a 3 year span. And we just gave you, we think they have the guy at the most important position. So I think I'd rather be the Patriots.
I personally think they have a guy. I was outvoted on this, but
yeah.
You have potentially the answer at the most important position. That's the difference between winning and not winning in that sport. The Bruins, to me, don't feel close.
Plus, they're going to be searching for a new coach. You don't even know who their coach is going to be.
If you're telling me the Bruins are a playoff team next year as like the 8 seed or a second wild card, fine. And maybe the Patriots aren't, maybe. But closer to winning a championship, that's the next five years.
Yeah, exactly. I feel better about the past.
Same. Yeah. I would rather be the Patriots. Mm. What else, Billy?
Would you rather the Patriots sign Amari Cooper or Steph Diggs?
I'll take this one. I've started to talk myself into Amari Cooper. I won't throw a party for him. He's at least a professional receiver in the room. I mostly let him off the hook for what happened last year in Buffalo. Most guys don't produce outside of like Manny Sanders. You don't produce after the trade deadline when you move in season. He didn't have a great start to the year either, but he also has an excuse for that in Deshaun Watson. I'll use the Keefe rules here and say he had 1,250 yards 2 years ago.
Yeah, he was good years ago.
I would take Amari Cooper. Steph Diggs, I don't think is going to be ready week one. He's old, which Cooper is as well.
Right.
And on top of that, he's worn out his welcome in Minnesota, Buffalo, and now, strangely, Houston doesn't want him back, so I don't really want anything to do with Steph Diggs.
Yeah, apparently nobody wants either one of these guys. They're both still available. They're probably the two best available free agents. Now, maybe there's a couple more trades that could still happen. I would take Steph Diggs, and I know he's coming off an injury, and so who knows when he'll be ready, but he was the guy that really unlocked Josh Allen, and there's a lot of Drake May, Josh Allen comparisons, mm-hmm. and even if he's not the same guy that he was 4 or 5 years ago, he'd be the best guy on this team by far. He was actually having a decent year last year until he got hurt. So it's another one of those like Cooper Kupp things where you're like, when he's on the field, he hasn't really shown that he's washed. That, he just needs to be on the field.
The better guy last year on the field was definitely Diggs over Cooper. Definitely.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And so I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think either one of these guys, unfortunately, is going to happen. But to me, I would much rather sign Steph Diggs.
Okay. Agree to disagree on that one. What else, Billy?
All right. Would you rather have Kristaps Porzingis or Drew Holiday and Al Horford?
All right. So let's play this out where you can guarantee one or the other is fully healthy for a playoff series.
Okay. So
say you're playing Cleveland or you're playing like Oklahoma City.
For a whole series, and we can picture whoever we want, I get Porzingis for a whole 7-game series against OKC, or I get Horford and Holiday for a series. You can't guarantee that all of them will be out there, so I got to pick one or the other.
Yeah.
I'd rather Horford and Holiday.
I think I'd rather Porzingis.
They won without Porzingis last year.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be a lot harder. I don't think they played in Oklahoma City last year. And watching that specific matchup, and maybe even Cleveland with like Mobley and Allen, but I think with Oklahoma City, the 2 games this season, and Oklahoma City was even undermanned. They had no Chet Holmgren for one. They had no Jalen Williams for another. I think the Twin Towers they can throw out there and, you know, even just them getting to the basket. I know Horford's good for like a throwback awesome game, like one per series. Holiday to me has been pretty underwhelming overall all season. He was better last year,
but he was better last year in the regular season. But he was also underwhelming in the regular season and turned it up a notch in the postseason. I would still
like they might be able to. Win.
I still want that.
They might be able to win in either scenario. But I'm just saying, we always say I think you can't count on Porzingis.
If you took Horford out, this is how strongly I feel about it. If you took Horford out of it, and I just got Holiday or Porzingis, I would take Holiday over Porzingis straight up. Never mind.
Really?
Yes.
So I don't disagree that they can't win without Porzingis. I'm just saying it's easier to win with him. So I would just rather have him out there. I think he's their third best player.
I think it's easier to win with Holiday. He's won twice, including last year with the Celtics.
Yeah, but isn't arrow pointing down on Holiday? And he's got mallet finger. You want that guy out there missing corner threes?
He came back from the mallet finger much quicker
than
I thought.
But this isn't even a dump on Drew Holiday. This is more of a prop up of Porzingis. Because one of the things we always talk about with Porzingis is like he's just never available. And in this hypothetical,
he's guaranteed
to be
available.
Yeah, so you have him. And the games that he's played since he's come back, he's looked pretty good.
I'd rather Horford Holiday over Porzingis.
I'd rather have the Tingus Pingus.
Look, against the Thunder, if that's the series we're picturing, that is the series where he'd have the most value. They definitely don't need him against Cleveland or anybody else.
They don't need any of those guys in the first two rounds.
That's true.
just Tatum and Brown in the first two
against
rounds.
Against New York,
What the f*** is Tingus Pingus?
Sweep the
Get
Knicks
him out
without
there.
All those guys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, what's our last one, Bill?
Would you rather win your bracket pool or your fantasy football league?
Easy.
Not even close.
So easy.
It's fantasy football league because it's the same 12 idiots, and we've been doing it for 20 years, that we remember who wins every year. There's way more bragging rights. There's way more strategy. I know there's a lot of luck to it, but I feel like there's way more strategy in that than the pool. Oh,
there's only luck in the years I lose.
Well, that's true. Yeah. There's also, with the bracket pool, though, depending on, you know, if you do one with just a bunch of friends, if you do a work one or whatever, there's a chance that the payout could be a lot higher.
That's
so
true.
That's nice. But no, I'll take the stupid trophy and I'll take the year-long win in the fantasy league than the 3-4 weeks where you're highlighting your bracket and you're counting the money you're going to win.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close. I want to win my fantasy football league. Way more bragging rights than that. My buddy sent out the bracket this year, invite for everybody to be back. He recapped the last 10 champions.
Nice.
In the bracket.
How many people ballpark are in it? I mean, I'm sure every year it varies, but like, is it a big group?
40?
Yeah, that's decent.
Decent size?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I had to guess.
Is it like a ham each or two ham?
It's a double ham buy-in.
Two hams?
Double ham dinner.
So you have an $800 pot, give or take?
Yeah, ish.
Oh, man.
So here you go. Outside of COVID taking it all in 2020.
Yeah, COVID got the big win.
We have wife, my wife. Another one, my wife, again. My wife has won this
twice.
Shout
out to your wife. Maybe we should have her come on the show and fill out the bracket.
So
should we do that?
Maybe all our wives are just college basketball experts and we don't realize
they love it.
I feel like I have no bragging rights in that. Although maybe I could really brag if I win it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would way rather win my fantasy football league. Not even close. Not even think twice about it.
It's not close.
I'll take the payday from the bracket, but payday I'd way
nice.
Rather the fantasy football league.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. Would you rather Wednesday?
Not bad.
On Jones and Keefe.